This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com.
It felt like somebody was just ripping me apart or stabbing me with knives in my stomach. It was just an unbelievable pain. And sometimes it got to the point where I would just not be able to breathe. I'd hold my breath, hoping that the pain would stop.
Dee Hill is one of 25 million Americans who suffer from ulcers, painful sores or holes in the lining of the stomach or the duodenum, part of the small intestine.
Well, an ulcer comes in different degrees, and if it gets really big, it has a potential for bleeding, or worse, it can perforate. You actually get a hole through the stomach lining so that acid and food could go straight into the abdomen. And if you have that happen, it requires immediate operation.
Dee has suffered from ulcers since she was a teenager. But even with medication, her condition never improved. For more than 15 years, she endured agonizing attacks and nearly constant soreness.
It's very painful. You have constant pain in your stomach. And it's more like a throbbing, almost like a toothache, a really bad toothache in your stomach.
About a million Americans are hospitalized for ulcers each year, and some 6,500 die. Healthcare costs approach $6 billion annually. Until recently, doctors thought they knew what caused ulcers, but they were wrong.
50, maybe 100 years, people had thought that ulcers were caused by acid or by stress.
Acid and stress can make ulcers worse, but they're not the main cause. It wasn't until 1982 that Australian doctors discovered the chief culprit, a bacterium called Helicobacter pylori, or H. pylori. For years, many doctors, including Dee's, refused to believe in the bacterium's guilt. But when Dee learned about H. pylori, she leaped into action.
I had read an article in Reader's Digest about bacteria and ulcers, and I approached my physician about that, and he didn't want anything to do with it. Guess he didn't believe in it at the time.
By searching the internet, Dee found a doctor who had been on the forefront of H. pylori research almost since its discovery. Dr. David Cave of St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Boston.
Where do you get that sensation?
The sensation is
around there.
Right, the trunk, the whole trunk is really sore.
Dr. Cave discovered that Dee had not just one, but two ulcers, and H. pylori was present.
Can you give me some idea how severe it is? Does it stop you doing what you're doing?
Yes, it does stop me. It stops me completely.
To kill the bacteria, Dr. Cave treated Dee with antibiotics, but her H. pylori didn't just roll over and die.
I had five treatments, and I was still in a lot of pain, and I got to the point where my stomach was spasming. So I called Dr. Cave, and he goes, wait, let's try one more thing.
Because of my research interests, I was able to actually go down into a stomach with a scope, take a little biopsy, grow the bug out, test it for its bacterial resistance to antibiotics.
And he said, we biopsied your tissues, we examined them in the lab, and we're going to develop a cocktail just for you.
And I could design a specific group of antibiotics that I was able to successfully treat her.
He gave me some prescriptions, went home, took my pills for approximately 2 weeks, 14 days, and I've been pain-free ever since.
She hasn't had any abdominal pain for the last 3 years. I mean, it's changed her life.
According to Dr. Cave, a course of two antibiotics plus an acid-suppressing agent usually gets rid of 85% of ulcers. Dee's case was unusually difficult, so victory was especially sweet.
It's great. It's wonderful. I don't wake up in the middle of the night crying. I'm pain-free, and it's because I didn't give up and that I trusted myself, and I felt that possibly I could get cured. I feel like a new person.